Okay. So good morning, everyone. This is Ed Chavez, president of the board of directors for the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District. It is January 11th and is 8 a.m. ish. So we'll look at the agenda, go to item number one, the Pledge of Allegiance, and staff, can you cue that up for us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And then we'll go to item number two, which is the roll call of the board of directors. And Vanessa, can you please call the roll?
Director Fellow?
Here.
Director Trevino?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Vice President Santana?
Here.
President Chavez?
Here, present. Thank you. So we'll go to item number three, the certification of the elections for Dr. Anthony Fellow and Jennifer Santana, both Division One and Division One and Division Five, respectfully. So, can we go ahead and take some action, Tom? Do we need to take a roll call vote on that?
A vote is not necessary, Stephen. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But this is just sharing with the board the information and the certification from the County Registrar Recorder's Office that Director Santana and Director Fellow were elected in the November 2022 election.
That's correct.
So it's a receive and file item.
Okay. Moved in. Or to receive and file that item. We'll go to number four and actually do the administration of the polls. So, Tom, can you help lead that there?
Yeah. Legal counsel, Stephen O'Neill, will administer the oath of office to Directors Fellow and Directors Santana.
Tom, do we want to do this individually or collectively?
I'll leave that up to the two directors. Do you want to do it together?
It's fine.
That's fine with me.
Okay. And this is the oath from Article 20, Section 3 of the California Constitution, which elected officers are required to perform. So I'll ask you to repeat after me. I, state your name.
I, Anthony Pello.
I, Jennifer Santana.
Do solemnly swear.
You solemnly swear.
That I will support. That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
All enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
The Constitution of the State of California.
The Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
That I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Upon which I am about to enter.
On which I am about to enter.
Upon which I am about to enter.
That concludes the oath, and thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations, directors.
Yes, congratulations. Thank you, Stephen, for that.
Sure.
Absolutely. Sure. Exciting. So let's go to any comments from those that just got reelected? Is there any Any comments that you wish to share on your outstanding re-elections?
President Chavez, I will just say that I'm happy that I get to continue to work with my colleague, Director Fellow, and all of you as we continue to do everything we can to help San Gabriel Valley and their water needs.
Thank you.
And I would just like to congratulate my colleagues, Jennifer Santana, who did an outstanding job in her election, and I'm pleased to be working with her. I do have some comments, which I think I'll deliver them right now. Okay, Mr. Chavez?
Absolutely.
I just want to say a few things. During his years as head of the Water Quality Authority, Ken Manning, one of the great directors of the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District, said the Upper District is living on the glory days from 1991 to 2000. And during those years, we forged the first water recycling plant in the San Gabriel Valley, a reforestation program, which became a favorite of the County Board of Supervisors, conservation programs, town hall forums, education programs for young people, and the first public relations program to tell the community about what we do. I have been disappointed in the Upper District the past 15 years or so when vision, ideas, and accomplishments have gone wanting. We did replace a lot of general managers along the way, and to this day, I still do not understand why. We need to become more project-oriented instead of becoming more and more political on this board. With that in mind, I want to put forward a number of projects that I think we need to think about during the next 4 years. The first is a local project that will speed up or enhance the regional recycling water project that we've been talking about at MET, to delay the foundation for a discovery center in the Angeles National Forest, 3, to sponsor with the Arboretum a drought-resistant plant fair, with drought-resistant plants to get the public involved more in planting these plants. 4, to hold town hall meetings in cities that will focus on the drought and regional recycling water projects. 5, to consider helping some of our cities come up with projects dealing with the many pits in the San Gabriel Valley, keeping in mind the county's aim for multi-use projects. 6, to consider with Watermaster various signage about water in such sites as Wilderness Park, Monrovia, Canyon, and Peck Park. 7, to expand treated connections throughout our district that will make it easier to avail ourselves of Colorado River water. Because of the lack of connections, we have not been able to bring as much water into the basin as we should be doing. 8, to be creative and help areas such as Monrovia Canyon to obtain floating magnifying glasses to place on the water for young people to learn what's under that water. 9, to help cities such as Irwindale who are looking for water ideas to reclaim the pits. 10, to assist cities with bike trails and security for these trails. 11, let's explore what we can do to put Measure W funds to better use, such as dry wells for MS4 compliance. And 12, let's play a major role with the Raymond Basin to clean up Lucky Baldwin Lake at the Arboretum. I think Arcadia would welcome our cleanup, our help to clean up this toxic pond. And I understand that everyone has stepped aside from doing anything at the moment. These are some of the projects that could keep us busy for the next 4 years, and I will continue to harp on them during these next 4 years. Let's inaugurate projects for the benefit of the San Gabriel Valley instead of playing politics, which we appear to be good at these days. Thank you for listening, and I hope we can take up some of these projects as soon as possible. Thank you, Mr. President.
Absolutely. Thank you. And do we have any comments from the audience? Vanessa?
President Chavez, I have not received any public comments. However, if anybody does wish to make a comment now, they may raise their hand using the raise hand feature. And I don't see any hands raised at this time.
Okay. With that, we will go to item number 6, the election of officers for the calendar year 2023, and item number 1 is for president, and I would like to nominate Jennifer Santana as president.
I'll second that.
Thank you. We'll do these individually. So, any other nominations?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, Director Chavez, that you solicited any other nominations.
Right.
Thank you.
Is there any other nominations for president? If not, I'll close the roll on that and or close nominations and ask for a roll call. So, Vanessa, can you please call the roll? This is to elect our new president. And hopefully this doesn't take 15 ballots over the next couple of days. So let's go ahead and vote.
Director Fellow?
Yes.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Vice President Santana?
Aye.
President Chavez?
Aye. Thank you. That passes on a 5-0 vote. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now President Santana, and I must say that not only were you the first woman elected, now you're the first president ever elected. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the support.
Thank you. So if that's the case, can you go ahead and take over the meeting from here?
Will do. Okay.
I'm going to put you on the spot. If we could conduct the elections for Vice President, Treasury, and Secretary.
All right. Let's do it. Okay. Thank you. President Chavez, you have done a fantastic job. I've really enjoyed working with you. And we'll see if I can live up to the big shoes to fill. Anyway, moving on to the nomination for vice presidents. Do we have any nominees for vice presidents?
Director or President Santana, I'd like to nominate Director Fellow.
Great. Okay. We have Director Fellow. Do we have a second?
And I'll second that.
All right. Do we have any other nominees for vice president? Okay. Seeing none, we will do the roll call vote. Let's see. So we're going to start with Vanessa, can you please do the roll call vote?
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
President Santana?
Aye.
Director Chavez?
Aye.
Excellent. All right. So that passes on a 5-0 vote. Congratulations, Vice President Fellow. You've demonstrated incredible leadership these past years, and I'm really excited with all the items that you have brought forward today already. So it's going to be a very exciting next term for us. Okay. Moving on. Do we have any other comments or? Okay. Moving on to item 3, Treasurer. Do we have any nominees for Treasurer?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Katrina Garcia.
Okay, excellent. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. So we have do we have any other nominees for the treasurer? Okay, seeing none. Vanessa, could you please do the roll call?
Vice President Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
President Santana?
Aye.
Director Chavez?
Aye.
All right. Excellent. Congratulations. Director Garcia. Moving on to Secretary. Do we have any nominees for Secretary?
Yes, I don't want Ed Chavez to think he's going to retire. I'd like to nominate Mr. Chavez.
All right. And do we have a second on that?
Second.
Okay. Any other nominees for Secretary? Okay, Vanessa, will you please call the roll call vote?
Vice President Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
President Santana?
Aye.
Director Chavez?
Aye.
All right, excellent. So congratulations, Director Chavez.
Thank you.
I believe that is it for the election of officers. Do we have any comments before we move on?
Madam President, I think that's the first time you may have heard that said to you. But we did not cover item 5 on the agenda, which is the adoption of the agenda.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, well, let's move back up then to item 5. And do we have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
So moved, Trevino.
Okay, we have a move by Trevino, second by Director Garcia. And Vanessa, can you call the roll, please?
Vice President Fellow?
Yes.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
President Santana?
Aye.
Director Chavez?
Aye.
All right. That passes on a 5-0 vote. All right. And we have already done item 6. We'll go on to public comment. Is there any written public comments or anyone from the audience with their hands raised?
President Santana, we have not received any written comments. And at this time, I do not see any hands raised.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. With that, we will move on to committee reports. And given this first meeting in January, I believe we were dark in December, so we do not have any committee reports right now to look at. So we will move on from there to item 9. Do we have any directors who want to remove any items from the consent calendar? Seeing none, can we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved by Director Garcia, seconded by Director Fellow. Okay, can we take the roll, please?
Vice President Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
President Santana?
Aye.
Director Chavez?
Aye.
Okay, that passes on a 5-0 vote. Moving on, we will discuss item 10, action item discussion, change in regular time of upper district board meetings, as we will start to go back in person, hopefully by the next meeting. If not then, very soon. We should be discussing a time that works for all of us, given the extra time for the commute. So do I...
What happened?
President Santana, you cut out right there at the very end. It looks like...
Frozen.
I'm sorry?
Okay, President Santana, you cut out there for a little bit. It looks like your screen got frozen.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Do we have any discussion on a suggested date time for the board meetings?
Weren't we looking at, I heard, 4 o'clock on Wednesdays? Is that correct, Tom?
Yeah. So in conversations I've had with the directors, there is a desire to consider a time later in the day. 4 p.m. Was suggested. Then the day of the month, it seems there's a consensus that it should be on the same date of the month that we currently have, which is the second Wednesday and the fourth Wednesday.
Excellent. Okay. Why don't we go ahead and, let's see, do we need to make
a... Trevino makes a motion to for that date and time.
And if I might, Director Trevino, if you could also include in that motion the reference to adopt the resolution, number 0123654.
Yes, adopting resolution 0123654.
Excellent. All right. Do we have a second for that?
Second.
Okay. All right. Vanessa, would you please call the roll?
Vice President Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
President Santana?
Aye.
Director Chavez?
Aye.
Excellent. All right. So that passes on a 5-0 vote. We will be having our regular board meetings on the second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. starting. So when will the next board meeting be, Tom?
It would be January 25th.
4 p.m.
Yeah. So the next board meeting will be at 4 p.m. on the fourth Wednesday of January, which is the 25th.
Okay. Fantastic. Do we have any further discussion on this item?
Yeah. I'd add, Madam Chair, that, as we previously discussed, with the governor's revoking of the executive order concerning the pandemic, the revocation is effective February 28th. After that time, we're not going to be able to avail ourselves of AB 361 as we've been doing so far. So perhaps, you know, everybody should plan. It looks like the second meeting in, or excuse me, the, that second Wednesday in February would be the first in-person meeting.
That we would be required to be in person.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I also say that the second meeting will be if we have business, correct?
Correct. So the way our meetings are established, and this is reflected in the resolution, we call the first meeting, regular meeting, as a business meeting where we try and get most of our action items done. And then the second meeting of the month is typically more of an informational workshop where we bring informational items to the board. We're not always able to do that. Sometimes we need to take action on the second meeting of the month. And we might include informational items on the first meeting of the month, but that's generally what we try and do. And you are correct, Director Fellow. If there is not any business to connect or informational items that, that are coming on the agenda, we can cancel one of those meetings during the month.
And then, Tom, how is it looking for going? How is our boardroom looking?
Okay, so and Director Santana, I know you've been anxious to get that boardroom open up and have an in-person meeting. So we have been working with the architect and contractor on the lights for the boardroom. They have been the delay. The lights that have been submitted, we've gone our third different submittal for the lighting systems. The first two systems that were submitted continually had delays, and then those delays were extended. We now have a lighting system that should be approved today by the electrical engineer with the architect. And the electrical contractor indicated they can get those lights right away. They're off. They're in stock. They can get those right away. I'm waiting for an answer as to when they will start the installation of those lights and when they will complete that and will be able to complete the roof, or I'm sorry, the ceiling of the boardroom. Anyway, there's a lot of action that goes on. I have told the contractor and architect, I want that boardroom done by the 24th of January so that we potentially can have our next meeting in person in the new boardroom. That is my goal, but it's very aggressive. I can't guarantee that that will happen, but that's what we're working on.
Well, hopefully that gets done, and I'm looking, like you said, I am looking forward to going back to in person. I know you've been working very hard at that, and it'll be great once we do finally get there. So thank you. Okay, moving on to item 11, informational item. We have press releases and news articles in our packets. Item 12, attorney's report, Mr. O'Neill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a few items to report since the last meeting. Worked on some agreements with Tom and Evelyn, specifically the reverse cyclic storage agreement with Metropolitan. And in that vein, corresponded with Tom and the staff concerning the state water project allocation. Also, reviewed the committee meeting schedule, the water master agenda. I had some correspondence concerning AB 473, which concerns some new personnel laws. Executed, we had the agenda for Brian Bocock, and coordinated with Tom and the staff for today's meeting, the swearing in, and the closed session, which we'll be talking about shortly, I think. And that concludes my report.
All right. Thank you, Mr. O'Neill. Do we have any questions? From directors? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to engineers' reports.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam President, for the first time.
Thank you.
And congratulations to all of the new officers, especially as pointed out, I'm very privileged to be here while we're having the first woman, female president. So very cool. I've been around a long time, so this is very, very cool. So,
I'm excited, too, that you're here.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, me too. So real quick, it's way more exciting than we've been through the summer when all I've ever said is we've got a lot of room for water. Things are happening. It's good. Off the top, just at my house in Laverne since Sunday night to last night when I got home, almost 5 inches of rain in my backyard in Laverne. That's pretty good. I did hear on the news, I think it was this morning, that Santa Barbara over this last storm got like 18 inches, just amazing. And they obviously got some mud flow and some issues. Across Southern California, the word we got yesterday, and I'll qualify this, is that we're still trying to get information. With all that's going on, information's coming in. What you see on the news sometimes is accurate, sometimes not. What we're getting from the county, even from the state, is still, they're still catching up. And Tom, I know you guys get a lot of stuff. So if you have better stuff than we've got, I'd love to hear it. What we're hearing is that local mountains are on the order of 220% of normal for this time of year in snowfall, snowpack. So it's amazing. Actually better than the Sierras right now. Sierras, last we heard, was still just less than 200%, about 175% of long-term average. And as a qualification, last year, about this same time, Sierras were about 140, 150% of long-term average. And then it got hot in, it warmed up in the latter part of January, February, and March and melted all the snow. So we didn't get the kind of runoff to our storage that we would have liked. So we're still cautious. More storms are coming. Things are looking good. And I'll give you some more information on rainfall real quick. For Puddingstone Dam, as of January 8th, we've got 7.33 inches. And about 2.5 inches of Puddingstone Dam for December. That doesn't include anything in January. So far in January, about 1.3, and that's just through the 8th. LA, similar total so far through the 8th was almost 7 inches, 6.8, 6.75 inches, with about almost 2.8 inches in December and 1.6 inches in January downtown LA. So things are happening. We all know we've got more storms coming. That's good information. I haven't been able to get good information on reservoirs or canyon reservoir storage. Information we have still shows about 7,000 acre feet increase since these storms started totally on reservoir storage. I think it's more than that because I reported that just a week or two ago. So I think there's higher than that. I've mentioned local 222% of long-term average. And then we've got in the state, we've got what we call the aid station index for rainfall. And just in December, they got almost 17 inches at the aid states. These are aid stations across the state, which is almost 170% of long-term average. January is about 5.5 inches just so far in January. We don't have long-term average because we're just starting January. We usually have the average at the end of the month, but it's pretty good. So far for the water year, almost 27 inches, which is about 130% of long-term average. So it's good. Things are happening. As we get more information, we'll certainly share it with you. I'll send it to the directors. We'll share it with Tom, or Tom will send it out, but we'll get you whatever information we have. Locally, Keywell did drop a little bit. It's down to 178.9. It just dropped a tenth of a foot from the prior week. It's about 0.6 of a foot lower than it was the prior month. So it's certainly slowed down. It's wetting everything down. I'm sure most people have their sprinklers off, so we're not using water. So we're kind of headed out of the, at least the current issues on drought, because we've stabilized the groundwater. We've got water in storage, and it's been wet. So we're not using near as much water. Inflow, I'm not getting as much good information on inflow. Again, from the county, last information we got was about 220 CFS coming into San Gabriel. So that relates to about 450 acre feet a day that we're getting into San Gabriel. This is good. I think it's higher than that again with this last storm. I think it's gone up. We haven't gotten good information. You know, the latest information, we haven't gotten it yet. That's the latest we have. Lastly, water quality, real quick. In December, 10 wells were sampled under the Title 22 program. This is the water master under the administrative assessment. 10 wells were sampled under the Department of Health DDW program. And in November, 61 wells were sampled under the same program. It goes up and down because wells are on different cycles for testing. So we have a lot 1 month and not so many in next month. And we did not receive any new notices of well shutdown to water quality in the basin. And I think that's all I have. I'll be happy to answer any questions. Or Tom, if you have any more information on rain or snow, I'd love to hear it too.
Well,
Madam President?
Yes.
I just make a comment. Steve, I heard last night that Mammoth it's historic. The snow levels there, I don't know if that's true, but that's what they said on TV. I also was watching a program, I think it was last night or the night before, it was on why California, it was on the news, why California has drought. And it's something that Adele at MWD has been talking more and more about. And it's in the Central Valley and the Sierras where they showed large amounts of water going into the ocean again, because we don't have a reservoir up there. And Adele's very adamant that we have to have a site's reservoir that would be a good source of water for even the Southern California. So hopefully the Sierra Club listens to him. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a shame it also is going into the ocean, you know?
Yep. Yeah. Director Fellows, absolutely correct. Good comments. I actually, on the news this morning, I was going to mention this also. On the news this morning, I heard one of the newsmen talk about the LA River. Okay, this is the LA River, and saying that only about 20% of what flows into the LA River is conserved. The rest is lost to the ocean. They fail to mention that in the San Gabriel Valley, that number is more on the order of, even in the storms we're having right now, because we're having a little of a lull, we're catching a lot of it in the canyon, we're not losing any water, and we're not losing it in the Central Basin. Even in these kinds of storms, we would expect to conserve on the order of 90 to 95% of the water in this basin. So completely different situation. We don't get the press that the lost water gets, but a completely different situation in the San Gabriel Valley.
I've been trying to educate the LA Times. They just don't get it.
They want to give bad news. They don't want to give good news. So that's
it, just to put us in with Los Angeles. And we continue to conserve 97% of our water.
Yeah. And you know what? Even friends of mine who know what I do for a living, in comments around social events will say, you know, why can't we save more water? This is ridiculous. We're losing all this water to the ocean. I have to tell them. That's not true necessarily. So, I mean, it's even people who are smart and are in the area, they're not getting the information. It's true.
Yeah, I know. Good point.
All right. Do we have any other comments or discussion?
Thank you. Congratulations again. Thank you.
Thank you. That's an exciting report.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to general manager's report.
Yeah, I'm going to tie on to what Steve just said about water supply, and a couple of things to talk about in terms of the state water supply. Steve mentioned the about 28 inches of precipitation in Northern California, the 8-station index. The 8-station index covers the areas that are draining into the Sacramento River and the Feather River, which is where Oroville Dam is. And so while that is great, it's well ahead of long-term average. Just pulling up the chart. I think I'll share my screen. Just give me two. So what you can see here, this is the area. It's Shasta Dam. Here's this area is where Oroville Dam is, where I'm showing it on the map. And this is several years, wet years, dry years, 2016-17 being one of the wettest years, the wettest year on record. But I want to point to this red line. That is last year. And I want to remind everyone that December of last year in Northern California was record-setting in terms of snowfall and precipitation. You can see that with a dramatic increase in that precipitation level from December of last year. But then as we entered the spring, January, February, and March, the wettest months of the year were the driest on record. And that flatlined until into April. There got some more precipitation in April. But last year, we started off tremendously well in December and did not end the year above average. So I want to caution, you know, this is great. We certainly are grateful that we've got all this rainfall, both locally and in Northern California. But I think we need to be cautious about being too optimistic about where this is going to take us. So In terms of the state project allocation, I'm going to give you a couple of numbers to think about. This is information that, I've gotten out of Metropolitan over the last several months in terms of their water supply, including the conditions on the Colorado River. And there is discussion about Metropolitan moving into a region-wide water supply allocation. And here's their scenarios. Given the conditions on the Colorado River, the allocation on the state water project is critical to their overall water supplies. That's a no-brainer. But for the six member agencies of Metropolitan who are dependent on state project supplies, including Upper District, if the state project allocation is less than 20%, it is likely that we six agencies will be in a different type of allocation than the rest of Metropolitan service area, just like we were for the last year. If that allocation gets above 20%, then the state project dependent areas should be in a similar condition to the rest of Metropolitan service area, although still under some level of allocation of supplies. If the state project allocation gets as high as 40%, then it's possible that Metropolitan may not need to go into a region-wide allocation. So those numbers on the state project of 20%, that's a critical number. If we get to that point, then the six member agencies who are state project dependent won't necessarily be treated any differently than the rest of Metropolitan service area. And then if we get to a 40% allocation, Metropolitan will have sufficient supplies to meet all their demands for the next year. Going back to last year in December of 2021, the Department of Water Resources set the allocation at 5%. We got all that rainfall in December. And they were pretty optimistic. They looked at their models, which they have adjusted because they've been burned before when they've been a little too optimistic. But with all that rainfall in December, they increased the state project allocation in late January of 2022 to 15%. You know, we all breathed a sigh of relief. It wasn't as much as we want to see, but it was a good increase over a 5% allocation. And then following those three dry months, January, February, and March, it was in March of 2022, the Department of Water Resources reduced the allocation from 15% back to 5%. They actually wanted to bring it down to zero, but the state project contractors worked with them and left it at 5%. So as we look forward, and people ask me, are we going to be okay? And I say, we've got a really good start to our water supply, but we have a lot of holes to fill in reservoirs and in groundwater storage. I'm going to stop the share. And Ruben, would you bring the key well back up? So I think the key well chart, it tells a nice story. What happens when we do get a decent amount of rain, and the facilities to capture water, as Steve mentioned, you know, we don't lose a lot of water to the ocean from the upper San Gabriel River watershed. So I take you back to the 2004-05 water year, where in the valley floor, the four station index we use here had over 40 inches of rain. That is the wettest year since I think it was the 1870s in 2004-05. And Ruben, if you can point to the chart of that year and show what happened to the key well level, it was below 200 feet. Steve, I think that is the first time in history the key well was ever below 200 feet.
Yeah, that period right before then, it's got under, yes.
And with that nearly record amount of precipitation in the San Gabriel Valley, the key well recovered very, very quickly. So the point is if we have enough rain, we can get it in the ground. And the groundwater basin can recover with enough water. Again, you see that happening in the winter of 2010-2011 was a wet year. It recovered pretty well. Our last event, while I did mention that in Northern California, 2017 was a record year for precipitation in Northern California, It wasn't so much here locally, but 2019 was a wet year. It was about, I think the H station was 27 inches over an average of 18, and we recovered a little bit. So with all the rain we've gotten right now, we will see that key well come up this spring, both from infiltration from the rain falling all over the valley floor, and then when the county starts to release flows from Morris Dam into the Santa Fe spreading grounds, we'll see it come up again. And if we're lucky, maybe we'll get another 200,000 acre feet in the ground. But that's only
Steve, correct me if I'm wrong.
So 200,000 acre feet is 25 feet. We're 20 feet below the preferred operating range of 200. Yeah. To fill the basin, bring it back up to that elevation of 250 feet, it require over 500,000 acre feet of water.
Correct.
So even in an extremely wet year, you know, unless it's 40 plus inches in the San Gabriel Valley, like it was in 04, 05, we'll bring that key well up. And I would say with the rain we've gotten so far, I wouldn't be too optimistic that it'll be much above 200 feet, which was great. I mean, getting it to 200 feet will be great.
Yeah.
But I think we need to be very cautious about being overly optimistic about all this precipitation. So
agreed.
I'll get off that soapbox and see if there's any questions. And then I have a couple other updates for the board.
Do you have any questions, comments for Tom on that item? Tom, so what month will we really, when will we know the full benefit of this wet year?
So if January, if these storm tracks keep hitting California through the month of January and push us up above, you know, so that we're in the month of January, we have more precipitation than we get throughout the entire year, then we can be a little more confident. But if January, if all of a sudden these storms cut off, the high pressure comes in and pushes all the storms north for the rest of January, then I don't think we'll know until, you know, we have to get more storms in towards the end of February. So the shortest answer to your question is I think with confidence is we look near the end of February when we can say how we're really doing. And the reason for that is the fact that January and February are the wettest 2 months of the year. March is great. Yeah, January, February, March, but January, February are really important. There has been years. It was 1991, where we had what's called the Miracle March. It was really dry, and then we had a lot of precipitation hit the state in the month of March. So, I would say, late February, early March is when we will have a much better handle on, are we in great shape? Are we in good shape? Or are we going to be worried about water supply come go forward?
Great. Okay, thank you. All right, do you have more to your report?
Just a couple of things. So we covered earlier the status of the boardroom for the building. We've made some good progress in our communications with the contractor over their claim for delay damages. We're waiting for the contractor to provide us documentation and information. And going through it is a long list of punch list items, but we're checking those off and progress is being made. The last thing I wanted to mention to the board, now that we've elected new officers, we're in a new year, Directors Fellow and Santana, have prevailed in their election, is, it is time, it's probably past time for the board to take a look at a updated strategic plan. And in particular, in light of Director Fellow's long list of, I didn't write them all down, Tony, because I couldn't write fast enough, but, of projects, that we need to pursue. So that the board is on the same page and me as general manager and staff, have a clear understanding of direction from the board and our path forward. We need to have a strategic planning, workshop and update or redo the strategic plan. I am suggesting that we look at doing this as a retreat offsite. It has to be in our district service area. But last time we did it up at the Canyon House here in Monrovia. Perhaps this time we do it at a hotel or somewhere elsewhere in the service area. And I'm going to suggest the late March, early April timeframe for a couple of reasons. And so if we might need to do this on a Saturday. I would expect that this is going to be easily a half day, probably allocate 6 hours to this effort. And so given that amount of time on a weekday, perhaps we do it on a Saturday, or there might be a week in that time frame that works for the directors to do it during a weekday. It doesn't matter to staff whether you choose a Saturday or a weekday. It's up to the directors. We'll bring in a facilitator. I am going to suggest, I'll reach out and see if he's available, that we bring back Ed Means, who was our facilitator during the last strategic plan. Unless there's any objections from the board, I'll go ahead and reach out to Ed, see what his availability is. And then if the directors would individually look at your calendars in that late March, early April timeframe, and let me know what your preference is for day of the week or weeks of those months, when you think it might be a good idea to move this forward.
Okay. I may talk to you, Tom, because I think I'm going to have to be in Italy the end of March, I think. I'll talk to you.
Yeah, let me know, and we can move around that.
Great. All right, so we all have homework, letting Tom know what months work for us, what days work for us for that. Thank you very much. Any comments or questions for the general manager? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the Metropolitan Report.
Sure. Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. The MWD did meet Monday and Tuesday, mostly ceremonial. The big news is that Adan Ortega officially became the new chair of the board of directors. And in addition, new members have been approved, and they include Jacqueline McMillan, who worked for, I think, 31 years. I've known her 31 years at Met. She will take Steve Boyce's job at Cayegas, and she's really well qualified to be there. Art Chacon of Central Basin will take the seat formerly held by the late Phil Hawkins. And then Jeff Armstrong, this was very surprising. Randy Record has resigned, and Jeff Armstrong of Eastern will take his place. Just for your information, I've been appointed to vice chair of the Subcommittee of Communications and Legislation, a member of the Equity, Inclusion, and Affordability Committee, a member of the Legislation, Regulatory Affairs, and Communications Committee, a member of the Ad Hoc Committee on Facilities Naming. And Adan also asked if I would sit on a permanent member of the Ethics Investigation Committees and a committee dealing with all water negotiations. So he'll keep me busy. It's for future events. A workshop on the Colorado River will be held next Tuesday. Some of you might be interested. It will be a Zoom meeting. And then on February 12th to the 14th in Temecula, Met is planning a 3-day visioning board retreat, and this will build upon their last 2019 retreat and staff report entitled Charting Metropolitan's Second Century. So Met, as usual, is busy. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Congratulations on all your appointments. Do we have any questions, comments for Director Fellow? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to water quality reports. I believe that's in the packets. We have no comments. We'll move on to the Water Master Report.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to add that for the water quality, we did pass a resolution to recognize Brian Bocock for his amazing years with the water industry. He's been very supportive of all of us, and the Upper District did the same thing. But I just wanted to let you know, let the board know that all of us at the WQA also recognize his accomplishments. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay.
Water Master?
Yes.
Can I just mention, I want to thank Tony Zampiello and Water Master. They had a 50th anniversary lunch before our meeting, and you were there also. And I thought that was very well done, very classy, and I thank them for that. And also, Water Master had their election of officers, and Linda Noriego, again, will be the chairwoman. She does an outstanding job at Water Master, as all the board members there do. And then, Tony, correct me if I'm wrong, Tony Zampiello, the judge who handles the basin judgment, Judge Duffy Lewis, will be coming to the Valley. Is it February 24th, Tony?
No, it's later in the year. It's in the spring, Dr. Fellow. I don't have it in front of me, but yeah, she's going to have basically hold an official hearing at our office. And then once the hearing's closed, and I think Kelly's been working with Patty and others to organize to go to, she's really interested in the pure Southern California project. So.
Yeah, and I think Devin and Adele are slated to talk to her. So, but she's been an amazing judge all these years. We have somebody who really is interested in what's going on.
Yeah, we go back once a year and give her an update, which is even though there are other judgments that have continuing jurisdiction, but it's benefited, I think, both sides for her knowing what we're doing and her having confidence that we're trying the best we can.
Good. Thank you. And thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Yes. Any press we can get regarding and any way to spread the word on Pure Water Southern California and garner support for that is fantastic. And I'm glad that she's getting involved. Also. Okay. Moving on to AB 1234 compliance report. Do we have anything to add there? Okay, seeing none, we will move on to director's comments. And we'll start with Director Trevino. Director Trevino.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes. First of all, let me congratulate the new slate of officers, and in particular you, Director Santana, being the first woman chair of the board. I think that's a tremendous accomplishment. And I also want to say I agree with Director Fellow on the projects that he noted. I think it's important that we focus on water policy, and some of the projects that he mentioned are very, very good projects indeed. And I hope that becomes part of our strategic plan as we roll out the new year. And I also agree with him that hopefully we can keep politics out of Upper District. And I agree with him that we should focus more on water policy. But I think we should ask ourselves a question. And if we're honest with ourselves, how did we get into politics in this district in the first place? What happened? And I think that should be a topic that we should discuss at our strategic planning workshop. If we really want to focus on water policy, we need to keep politics out. I've been in the water business 30-something years, almost 40 years. And we need to be honest with ourselves. Honest by asking ourselves that question and answering it to ourselves. Also, Director Fellow did not mention that I was very humbled and honored to receive an appreciation from Watermaster for my 11 years of service to Watermaster. And I did not expect this. Tony Zampiello for this and also Linda Noriega. And it was very kind of them to do that. Very kind of them, and I thank them for that. The other thing I want to say is I was invited to attend the swearing in for MWD Board Chair Don Ortega. I think it's a great day for Metropolitan. It is now the second time that we have a person of color as a chair. I think it's monumental. And I'm really excited for his tenure as chair, and I look forward to some great things from Don Ortega, and from Metropolitan. So it's really was heartwarming. I've known Don Ortega for almost 40 years, and the gentleman really understands water, and his heart is in the right place in terms of working for the communities, and especially disadvantaged communities. So I was very honored to be there. So that is my comments, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Moving on to Director Chavez.
Yes, thank you, President. Just wanted to bring up the issue that Stephen Johnson and Dr. Fellow were talking about as far as rainwater capture. I too heard the on the radio. I listened to Ken and John and Ken on KFI in the afternoons, and I heard one of them saying, and I could paraphrase, that they were saying about all the water that was being dropped on yesterday. He said that was a big waste. All that water just going to the ocean. Those water guys need to get together and figure this out. We're just wasting water into the ocean. So, yeah, that message has not transpired. Now, was he talking in generalities? Was he talking about California, LA County? Certainly not the San Gabriel Valley. So, yes, I think we need to do a better job at educating those through our communications, or through our ads, through any other means that we can, just to deliver that message. Because, as Mr. Johnson also said, yeah, we all have friends in the industry and relatives that are, you know, are well-educated people, and yet they still walk away with the assumption that we're just wasting water, and that's not the case. So hopefully with the new leadership and yourself and with Tom and with Patty and the rest of the staff, we could kind of form a message, and we could do that at the retreat as well. What message? We have the projects, but what message are we going to deliver in this next coming year as well? So with that, just want to thank everyone for having served as president. Thank you for your confidence. Thank Tom for taking the time out and working with me and the board on some of these critical issues. So with that, thank you.
Thank you very much, Director Chavez. Director Garcia.
First, I just wanted to congratulate you, Madam President. It sounds so wonderful to say. And, you know, we've known each other a really long time. So I'm very proud of you, and I'm excited to be here along for the ride. So, and I wanted to congratulate you too, Dr. Fellow, on your election. I know there's a lot of hard work that goes into it. So I appreciate you, and I'm happy that you're here. And Director Chavez, I just wanted to say thank you for your time as president. You are probably the most efficient meeting runner I've ever met. And I appreciate that. You know, you definitely have that like style. I love it. And I will miss your frequent dad jokes. So I hope you still squeeze those in there from time to time. I appreciate them a lot. Also, I did want to talk about the stormwater capture too. There's been a lot of talk about that as well on just in my life. There was an article in LAist, I think it's like another publication about where does it go? What does it do? And I think there is definitely like a lot of misinformation about what happens here in the San Gabriel Valley. So I definitely agree that that's something that we need to kind of discuss and talk about with people, because I think we just don't really know and remember what's going on. And I'm definitely looking forward to our retreat. You know, I think since I've been on the board, I've never been to an in-person meeting. I've never really had an opportunity to do very many in-person events. So I'm really excited for the opportunity that'll provide to us to really, you know, have some time together as a board. You know, other than a handful of like, you know, water fests, I finally got to do my first water fest. We had our building dedication. So I'm really looking forward to that and kind of just building our relationships further. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Vice President Fellow.
Well, thank you very much. Just chiming in again, the capturing of this rainwater and how it's reported has always bothered me. And which bothers me even more. And I keep Adele and I talk a lot about the Sierra Club and trying to communicate with them. We do need Sites Reservoir. And I know some of us have gone to Washington during AQUA, and we've met with Congressman Garamendi's staff and talked about Sites Reservoir. But I think these rains and the snowpack in the Sierras really do bode well for the construction of such a site. And this is one of Adele's big things. I also wanted to ask if we could adjourn in memory of two people today. Kelly Gardner's mother died since our last meeting. And also a good friend of mine, Fred Gliena, who turned 74. I just read a report in America that the average age for men to die is 74 and women at 79. And he just turned 74 and dropped dead. But I will be giving his eulogy today. But thank you. If you do that for me, I appreciate it.
Will do. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. So, regarding my comments are regarding the messaging for how much we capture here in the San Gabriel Valley. Yeah. That's a big deal. Maybe there's something I think, Director Chavez had a great idea about advertisement. I mean, you know, obviously we need people to conserve. We can also share some good news too. We are doing a lot of work. We have done a lot of work in Upper District to make this not just fall on residents. Director Fellow mentioned a lot of projects. I am really excited about becoming a board of action and seeing things that we do to help with this drought as we can. We do have the capacity to do that because what's happening to the conversation, as we mentioned, this drought, it's falling onto the backs of the residents. Well, you need to conserve. And we understand the dynamic there. We understand this is a closed system. We understand the role of recycled water. And, but, you know, as that trickles down, if we're not doing anything and we have nothing to report other than, yes, we got some drought conditions, then the message can change for people that are less educated and less aware of our water situation. And we don't want to put this all on the backs of our residents. They're doing a fantastic job on conservation. And yes, we are continue to call on them to answer to that, but we need to respond to this as well. And we have the capacity to do that. So Director Fellow, you mentioned a ton of projects. I'm really excited to delve into those at the retreat. I think that the future of Upper District the next 4 years are going to be really exciting and really, truly I'm looking forward to it. So, and also thank you all very much for your vote of confidence for me as president. Looking forward to serving. And, with that, we will move on to, pardon me.
Okay. So, Rector, President Santana.
Yes.
Right there. So, just one final comment because Director Garcia teed me up about dad jokes. So it's actually grandfather jokes now. So with that, on yesterday's forecast, it was basically the forecast was raining cats and dogs. So be careful. Don't step in any poodles.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, now you have to have one every meeting.
Oh, no. No pressure. Thank you.
Excellent. All right. Okay. Moving on to future agenda items. If there's anything that we would like to add to the agenda, please discuss with Tom or myself. And now we have a closed session. All right. I believe we're all here from closed session. Steve, do you want to give an update on the closed session?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to report that the board met pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9 to discuss one item of potential litigation. A report was given to the board and a discussion was had by the board. The board instructed staff on further actions regarding this matter. There was no reportable action by the board at this point, and that concludes my closed session report.
Thank you. Okay, we will move on to item 22, adjournment. And today we will adjourn in memory of Kelly Gardner's mother and Fred Gliana. And with that, this meeting's over.